Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time, as always. Of course, now back into the usual spot. You put the subs vest on David and a couple of other representatives. Didn't want to talk to me.
Oh, never. Not like that. I just like to share the love.
Oh, it's always a good thing to share the love, as you say. Let's get into some serious stuff. Obviously, this armed robbery at a local shop over the weekend. Is there any further information on this?
Yeah, no further information at this stage. We know it occurred around Saturday afternoon, about 5 p.m, and a male suspect has entered the store armed with a large knife and demanded money. The male has left the store on foot with the money. The description of the male is thin build, wearing a black hoodie, black bandana over his face, black shorts, white joggers, and carrying a black backpack. So if anyone was in the area at that time and may have seen something or heard anything, please let us know.
Do we know which direction the offender took off after that?
Not at this point. Investigations are still continuing.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's still a work in progress.
If you're able to help out, give Bundaberg Police a call or Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. Lost property. We don't really talk about lost property, but there's one very unique item on the My Police Bundaberg Facebook page, which I thought we'd touch on because it is quite unique, as I say.
Yeah, it's awesome. I want to try it out myself. So it's a Green Trax Dirt Burner trike. And we believe it may have been stolen and left on the front lawn of a residence in Hargrave Street at Bundaberg South on Tuesday, May 10. So it's quite unique. There's pictures on our Facebook page. If you think it is yours, please let us know, and we'd like to return it to its rightful owner.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan joins us from Bundaberg Police on the Big Brekkie. And it was in our news yesterday, Brittany, about the social media scam in Childers, where a resident has been dudded out of thousands of dollars. Can you tell us about this situation and what we can do to try and prevent it?
Yeah, so the scammer created a fake Facebook profile posing as the victim's friend using their actual name and real Facebook profile picture. So it was quite convincing. They then told them a story about a fake Department of Health and Human Services program where they're eligible for a financial grant. And in order to access that grant, the victim was ordered to pay a service fee in the form of Google Play cards.
Right.
So initially the scammer said $400 worth of Google Play cards. However, the scammer continued to request further money before releasing the grant. And unfortunately, our victim was scammed over $5,000.
Wow.
By the time they realised it was a scam. So we're just trying to get the message out there that if someone asks you to pay with a gift card, there's a high probability it's a scam. Very rarely will government organisations or businesses ask for payment with iTunes cards, Google Play cards or any other gift cards. So if you ever hear of something like that, please let us know and do not pay with those types of cards.
I know on social media, Brittany Duncan, the Senior Constable for Bundaberg Police, joins us this morning. We're talking about Facebook. I don't know if this is a new thing, but I certainly got one over the weekend from a friend who said, hey, check this out, with a smiley face, and it had a link. And I thought, is this, because this particular person, we don't really talk that often, so it was just weird that it popped up. And I didn't click the link, but I can understand why a lot of people would think that, especially because, as you say, it looked like a legitimate Facebook page that this particular victim has seen.
Yeah, definitely. They're using all types of ways to scam people. So if you're ever in doubt, if it's someone you don't speak to quite often, they're sending you a link, especially if people are sending you a link by those devices, don't trust them, even if you think it is a trusted friend. Maybe contact them by using another means, by calling them and say, hey, did you mean to send me this?
Yep.
Are you really talking about this? So check in with them and make sure it is actually them.
And just finally, Brittany, you wanted to talk about National Road Safety Week.
Yeah, so National Road Safety Week kicked off yesterday. So each day we have a different theme. Today's theme for Tuesday, 17th of May, is road trauma. So the true impact is about travelling safe so we can all live without injury and trauma. So I guess if we're on the road, make sure we're taking breaks every 2 hours, stop for 15 minutes, grab a cuppa, go for a little walk, take the kids for a play. So let's take care on our roads and let's get through National Road Safety Week safely.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
It's 1332 4BU.